Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It's me, Amanda.
It's me, Sam.
And this is Nuance Needed. Oh, we are excited about the topic today. How did we come? How did we come across this topic, Sam?
We were venting, which is we should kind of start every episode with. So this is our weekly vent. It started off mic, and we decided to bring it to the mic.
Yeah, we're annoyed and ranting today about, I mean, we're always talking about wellness disinformation and mental health disinformation, but specifically, yes. Sam, do you want to go with what you've decided was your pet peeve today?
There were two things that we brought to the surface, I think, in our session together, which is one, cortisol face.
Yeah, guys.
And two, overconsumption.
Yes. And they're connected.
And they're connected.
Because people are trying to sell you things
yes.
to stop you from having cortisol face.
Cortisol face. Which I think we like struck the perfect nerve.
Yeah.
When I – because I brought it up first.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
And then you were like, well, I don't even know what to say about it. And I said, well, yeah, because it's not real.
Yeah, I don't – I was like, no. I don't know what it is, so I can't even tell you what it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also, like, nobody – like, no one in grad school has ever been like, if your client shows up to session with puffy face
– they have too much
cortisol.
You have
cortisol. To walk through cortisol levels with them.
I mean, it might be good for all of us to, you know, nervous system reset, do some grounding skills. I think we can all, you know, benefit from reduction of cortisol, which is a stress hormone, reduction of stress, but – I mean, we were Googling or searching on TikTok, and I think the most disturbing thing I found was a woman who said that these are 12 uncomfortable signs of cortisol face. Okay. She says, one, puffy face, two, drooping skin, three, adult acne, four, dark under eye circles, five, oily or dry skin, six, loss of facial tone, uneven skin, wrinkles, enlarged pores, random eye twitch, more gray hair, chin or upper lip hair. And I'm just like, this is growing old, guys.
I plucked some of the most impressive chin hairs off of my face the other day. Like, I don't
understand.
Like, to me, what it speaks to is like women can't be humans.
Yeah.
Women can't have bodies that do things. And what's so frustrating is like we already have a menstrual cycle that proven messes with your body, can give you like acne, can whatever, like cortisol face, no.
Yeah. Also, I don't understand how she says one of the symptoms of cortisol face is something not on your face. She says it's gray hair. What? That makes no sense.
Like, no.
That it like literally everything she said, like adult acne, larger pores, wrinkles, uneven skin tone, gray hair, all of those are signs of aging.
Aging. I can't, like, it's so frustrating to me when I see stuff like that because it's clickbait.
Yeah.
One. Two, you are openly and aggressively baiting people on their deepest insecurities. Mm-hmm. And you are telling them that there is an answer for this thing. That the only two people you should be going to an answer for are your primary care doctor or an esthetician.
Mm-hmm.
A licensed professional esthetician.
Yep.
Not a rando on TikTok or Instagram.
Yep.
If you – like I think this kind of comes to critical thinking around seeing posts, right? If you see something that deliberately makes you feel afraid, uncomfortable, insecure – unhappy, they are going out of their way to target those emotions to get an interaction from you, whether that's on the post, whether that's a sale, whether that's engagement, anything. You are being like targeted when someone creates a post saying, oh my God, and it's always a 25-year-old who weighs 100 pounds, coming out of the shower, wringing wet, somehow gifted a very nice natural jawline. And then she's yelling at you saying, oh, your face is puffy. You have cortisol face.
Yeah.
And my workout routine can help you clear that out.
Yeah.
Or this gua sha stone.
Yeah. Gua sha isn't even a thing anymore. We were all obsessed with gua sha. Oh. Then we're all obsessed with shocking our face with new face, you know, and now we were saying it's red light masks and that, you know, that collagen mask, which I did buy.
Look, again, we
but it's really long. You have to keep it on for 3 hours. I don't know how people sleep with it. I mean, I've done it like, I'm like, I can't eat with this. This is, I mean, it feels nice, but it's a special occasion for sure.
Yeah, there's like 5 nights a year
exactly.
that you might have a need to pop that bad boy on. And even then, it's probably a choice.
Yeah, and it's like you got to like lay down because it like slides off your – I mean, eventually it tightens up, but it's really jelly in the beginning.
You're like
– I like tried to eat in the food.
Oh, disgusting. No. Oh, God. Ugh. Yeah. No, just – I have zero problem. I love skincare. Yeah. I really do. I like – to invest in good products, science-backed products. Yep. I do not tempt me with a good facial. I'll go. Like, you're like, do you want to go get a fit? I'm like, yes. Yep. You know, do you want to go get a mutt? Yes. Right? Like, it's second nature. And so I think none of this is about saying, oh, don't listen to people telling you to take care of yourself, or like legitimate professionals walking you through what a healthy skincare routine looks like, or, you know, how to maybe like blunt or stave off the effects of aging for a little bit, right? That's fine. It's when someone makes up a word that isn't real and tells you these very natural things or this problem linked to your stress. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so unfair. And it's frustrating when I see those posts because it's not real.
Well, I think to your point too, Sam, you were saying like men aren't like targeted in this way. And it is just, you know, that it's just, it's wild to watch trends. It's wild to watch how beauty changes in a trend, like in front of our eyes. Like, it's one thing to watch clothes be trendy. It's another to watch how just what is considered beautiful is trendy.
Yes. Yes. And we've regressed a little bit.
Yes. We were doing so well with the pandemic, with fighting fat phobia. And I mean, we'll have to do probably a whole episode on Ozempic. But Ozempic really changed some of the progress. Not that we're not saying don't be on Ozempic.
If for sure.
You know, you're prescribed it and stuff. It's helped a lot of people. But I think that it's triggering also to see people who maybe don't need Ozempic dramatically losing weight.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
And people not being honest about it. So many influencers we've talked about. So many influencers. It's very clear that they lost weight dramatically and they are now selling courses about how you can lose weight too and how they reduced all the stress in their life and lost their cortisol face and they were holding on to – I mean, I remember I was in – because you guys know, I had a very severe eating disorder in college. And in college, I got really wrapped up into raw food dieting.
Oh, God.
But this is what I mean with the trends, right? Like, I was super into green juicing literally in college. I had a juicer in my dorm room, which I can't even explain how disgusting that is. That I would go –
that takes up a lot of space.
Not just that, Sam. I would have to like walk down to the public bathroom to clean my juicer.
No.
God. Oh my God. No wonder I lost all my friends in college.
They're like, why is she rinsing it out in the shower? Like, oh no.
But right, like, so I was super into that and I got super into – I was told by – and I paid like a lot of money for some like, you know, raw food juicing cleanse coach who convinced me. Yeah. But this is what we're talking about with the trends. They convinced me at the time that I had candida or candidia. Do you remember that is? It's like – it's like a yeast. It's like yeast, overgrown yeast, candidia. Yeah, it's yeast. And you can
– and where was this yeast? Where was
Let's see. Okay, I'm looking at this. Small amounts located in blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, it makes no sense when I'm reading this right now. This is like – it's infections like yeast infections in your vagina.
Oh my God.
But
just drink some cranberry juice.
There was
a
whole, there was a whole thing that happened, I guess, in probably like 2008 to 2012, maybe younger, because I was also in high school too, where people were being diagnosed and saying like you have an, like sugar was causing an overproduction of yeast in your body. And that's why you needed to starve the yeast. You needed to starve the yeast by not eating sugar or fruit.
Oh my God.
Did I just bring it back?
I just went back like 16 years, half my life. And I'm like, no, take me back. No. Yeah. Wow.
But this is like the cortisol phase.
So hard.
Yeah. Yes. But this is just that version of it. It was like, you know, the internet and books back then, but the amount of, yeah. And I was so scared. I was so convinced that I had this. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same with, you can be like, I'm concerned about these girls that are like scared about having cortisol face and having normal signs of being a human, uneven skin tone, like under eye circles. I hate also, this is what I'm realizing as I'm saying this to you. I hate when we take, and this happens in mental health, random symptoms that can be attributed to 900 different things.
Yes.
And then we collect them into something else.
Yes. We make it fit the narrative we want to be pushing.
Yes. Under eye circles are an uneven skin tone are a symptom of 900 different things.
Yeah.
And just being a human. Just like being anxious about waking up in the morning or on Sundays about starting work doesn't necessarily mean you have an anxiety disorder.
Yep.
Your work is traumatic.
You're depressed.
All of these things. It can mean a million other things. But that is why going to a professional and also recognizing that you can't very easily diagnose yourself always. Assessment is the most important part of diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also assessment is constantly ongoing.
Yes.
Like one of the things that happens in therapy is we are constantly reassessing.
Yeah.
And checking back in with ourselves. And sometimes, even as therapists, we miss things.
Yep.
Like I had a client come to me and say, I think I have ADHD.
Yeah.
And we sat down and we walked right through it and we went through all the different symptoms and we found out it fit. And I told her, I said, go talk to your PCP about it. See how they feel about a medication. And sure enough, she didn't. It was fine.
Yep.
But like, and we're still assessing for it.
Yep.
We're still talking about it. We're still checking in about it. We're still, right? So it's like, if someone is telling you, here's the only answer to your problems, which has the only solution is the one that I am offering to you.
For the low, low price of $29.99 on TikTok Shop.
They're lying to you.
Yeah.
And it's just, it loops back to what I said at the beginning, which is like, and similar to your Candida yeast story. Somebody preyed on you and they took advantage of you in the lowest moment of your life and continued to say the symptom was the problem.
Yeah.
Like instead of, you know, I always tell my clients when they come to me and they're like, I think I have this, or I think I struggle with this, or da 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 da. We get really curious about it. And a lot of the times it ends up just being situational.
Yeah.
There's something going on at work that feels uniquely stressful. Something has just happened in their relationship that they're working through. Their kids, they're deciding they don't want to have kids. Something's happening with their family. Like there are so many other factors that go into response.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it trips a lot of people up because they get overwhelmed with the idea of having to process the complexity of that.
Yeah.
And that maybe there isn't a straightforward answer. It just is.
Yeah.
Actually, I have hypothyroid.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it since I was diagnosed at 13. Stunted my growth. That's why I'm a whopping 5'1.5". it was in July when I was out visiting.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the hotel room with my sister. We had just gotten back in and I started like scratching the back of my head and I realized there was this giant spot that felt shiny. And I said to my sister, I was like, Kendra, will you lie? She lives in red. She goes, oh my God. And I was like, what's wrong? And I have like a giant bald spot. And I had to like really pause for a second because it would have been really, really easy for me to do a dive on TikTok.
Yes.
And jump into and be like, oh my God, like my hormones, I need to change my whole diet. What am I allergic to?
Oh my God, the allergy test. I forgot about that one too. That was not that long ago.
We could do a whole series about that. But like, you know, I forced myself to pause, sit in the panic and the anxiety and the frustration for a second and say, okay, there's absolutely nothing I can do about this right now. Mm-hmm. When I get back, I'm going to call my doctor who is familiar with my history. I will go see her. She will look at it and we will figure it out. And I let it go. And that was really hard.
I'm surprised you were able to do that. I don't think I would have been able to.
I literally willed myself to just be like, what are you going to do? You still have a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. It's your trademark. Mm-hmm. There's one spot. I had my sister kind of like look through and make sure there was nothing else. And so when I got home, I called my doctor and I just went to see her the other week. And she looked at it and she was like, yeah, it looks like it's your thyroid. And so we did a giant blood panel that she, as a trained physician, looked at. And she's like, okay, I think thyroid seems to be okay, little bit low. So I realized I was doing some things incorrectly in the morning when I'm supposed to be taking my meds. Like sometimes I would take my med with my morning energy drink.
Does it mess it up?
Yeah. The caffeine like shoots it through your body before it's able to like adequately absorb.
Got it.
And I was like, okay, I was hurting my own feelings with that one. So my first sessions, I've warned them. I'm like, all right, I have to go sans caffeine until I finish talking to you. So bear with me.
Yeah.
And then also I was vitamin D and iron deficient.
Yeah.
Which is common for people that struggle with hypothyroid. So I've started taking supplements. And that was also like very empowering.
Yeah.
At the same time to go and have this issue that was really triggering and alarming initially, but then to find out it's just my body.
Yeah.
Like something was a little bit off. And so I went and I dealt with it and we'll see. Still there. Every day I'm like, is there fuzz? Like, not yet.
Yeah.
But I just started. And so I think I share that to say, if you recognize that there's a problem, please turn to a professional that you trust.
Yeah.
If you recognize that something is wrong, do not give in to the thing that fuels and validates your anxiety.
Yeah.
Turn to something that is going to be calming, something that is going to be grounding. And that's exactly what my doctor was.
Yeah.
She wasn't panicked. She didn't lose her mind. She looked at it. She's like, oh, she's like, I have seen that before with my patients who have thyroid. So she's like, we'll do the blood panel. We'll look at it. She looked through my whole head and she's like, overall, like your scalp looks healthy.
Yeah.
So we'll just go from there. And I was able to breathe again. And so again, I think it goes back to if you are seeing content online that is making you self-conscious, it's making you feel paranoid, it's making you feel anxious, it's making you feel overwhelmed, they are taking advantage of that through the design of their content.
I think what's so hard though is you feel that way, but then they sell you a solution. So then you do temporarily feel better. So sometimes we don't even realize the first part is happening, like that they're making us feel worse because we just go to, oh, they have a solution. I'm going to feel better. And we don't even realize that first part that you're saying. Because I was thinking about how a very normal thing of when you give birth is you like lose a ton of hair.
Right.
It's like a very real thing that I didn't understand. And I got like very upset about the hair loss that I had. And of course, I was being targeted by all of these, you know.
Right.
None of them are going to sponsor us ever. We don't want them, but also.
It's not going to happen.
Right, like these hair regrowth serums and pills and
sugar bear hair.
Yeah. Yeah. But I really, yeah. Oh my God, every Bachelorette contestant.
Every single 20, one was pushing sugar 15, bear hair.
Oh my God. And, but right, like, I didn't even notice that they were preying on it because yeah. I just was left with, oh my God, they have a pill, they have a solution. And I mm-hmm. think that's, I was thinking also when you were talking about your doctor, how rare it is for a doctor or a therapist even, how or an esthetician probably to be like, yeah. I have the solution for you. Don't right. you worry. A lot of times they're right. like, I don't know. We got to look at it. We got to figure some things out. We got to talk about yeah. it. We got to run some tests. We got to mm-hmm. do some things. And then it'll mm-hmm. slowly get better compared mm-hmm. to it feels so good when you're online mm-hmm. and you're like, they have the solution. I can do right. this. And you feel right. like at night when you're trying to sleep and you're worried about your yep. hair falling out, you're like, oh right. my God, I'm gonna press the button. I'm going to buy the thing. I can sleep now because this will be taken care of instead of going through the messy process of not feeling better because you, like you did, Sam, like not taking right. action right. and waiting to talk to a doctor.
Yeah. And that's hard. Really what we're talking about here is like self-discipline
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. Mindfulness.
To kind of.
I think too.
Yeah. Like be self-aware mm-hmm. of what's happening and why it's happening, mm-hmm. which takes like a big moment of pause to be like, okay. And to recognize like it's not going to go away immediately, mm-hmm. but to like ride through that. But I think also like to your point, so many people now, and I think this is especially unique to this day and age that we're in mm-hmm. with access to everything all the time, all at once. We are now so used to everything being instantaneous that now people want to apply that to the human experience. Mm. And it's just not possible.
Yeah.
And so many times in session, I get like, you know, we'll kind of have a little bit of a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And then they'll ask me, so what do I do?
Yeah. I know.
so how do I mm-hmm. fix this? And you have to like walk them through like, well, you don't. Mm-hmm. You'll get better at it.
Right.
You'll get better at managing this. You'll get better at being aware of it. But it's not – there's nothing about you that has to be, like, fixed.
Yeah.
Like, it's just to be flawed, to have something going on that's difficult to – at, you know, in your 30s, maybe seeing some fine lines in your face. Mm-hmm. That is to be human. And it doesn't have to be like changed or altered. And I think that's what feels so frustrating about so much of this, like these made up wellness terms mm-hmm. and overconsumption and all of this. It's just targeting the same shit all the time.
This conversation about TikTok and wellness trends is making you think, I could really use a professional. I have great news for you. My practice, Therapy for Women Center, is accepting new clients, and we have therapists licensed in 43 states across the country. This is also where Sam works. So if you're interested in seeing her or me, we do take a limited number of clients every year. So check out more at therapyforwomencenter.com. Also, if you're local to the Philadelphia area, we have 3 offices and we would love to see you. I mean, going back to the, you know, the collagen mass of it all and stuff like that. What did you call it, or what do people call it online when they sleep with those now?
The morning shed.
That is just so, I don't like that term.
No, first of all, the term gives me heebie-jeebies. Yeah. But also I've been seeing it more and more from some of these creators who it's magically their hair is up in the heatless curls. Mm-hmm. They have a silk bonnet on. Mm-hmm. They have masks, like face masks on, they have eye mask on, mm-hmm. they'll have like crap in their ears.
Oh.
Then they have like the mouth tape trend that's going on. And I'm just like, none of this, any of those things like by themselves, fine.
Yeah.
Like I have no problem with any of that. I think what I don't like is the idea that if you are not doing mm-hmm. that, you are doing something wrong.
Correct. Correct.
If you do not have all 15 elements of this routine, mm-hmm. you are not doing life right.
And I think for me, what I go back to also, and I'm not, like we've talked about, I'm not against skincare or anything
for sure.
like that.
No, no, no.
But what I think about sometimes too is, and I see this with myself, like we can get so caught up in, right, we see that and we need to buy all those products and do all that stuff.
Right, right.
But like we're not even like, you know, drinking enough water during the day. Like we're not yeah. even sleeping enough. Right. We're not even getting right. regular movement.
We're eating a vegetable.
Yeah, you're not eating a vegetable. You're not going outside. And we're trying right. to do these like really hard, not hard, but like random.
Aggressive
yeah,
feeling.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
You know, things that are like really niche, but right. then you're not allocating time towards the basics that we know mm-hmm. for sure are proven to help
to
your mental and physical health because we're yeah. too worried about taping our mouths. Mm-hmm. And I hear so much, I talk to clients about this so much of like going back to basics, going
yes.
back to basics
yes.
because if you have this ridiculously intense workout schedule, you know, and but it's making you not work out, it is way better to just work out.
Right.
If you can't sleep right. because you have to tape your mouth and wear a special pillow to keep your – have
yes.
you heard of these, the special pillows where you have to teach yourself how to sleep in on your back because that helps prevent wrinkles?
Oh, for
yes.
the love. I just can't.
Yeah, there are special like beauty pillows that will keep your face because if you sleep on your side, you're squishing – your face and you're going to get more wrinkles. If you can't sleep because you have the morning shed going on, it's better to sleep. Your health and your skin will be much better served by sleeping
yes.
enough at night.
I like even just a little bit ago when I started seeing like all of the mouth tape ads on TikTok Shop,
yeah.
which I felt like I was being assaulted against my will.
No,
with all of a sudden, all these creators
it makes you be like, "Oh my god, should I?"
Yeah,
I have
like
a moment.
Even I was
yeah.
like, "Oh."
So well, especially when the dentists start, because I have a real fear of my teeth because I was bleeding
yeah.
for so long. So I'm like terrified of my teeth falling out. And then when you see the dentists, I mean, there are some
yep.
there are some wackadoo dentists on TikTok that
yes.
will tell you, "Oh my god, remember oil pulling?"
I know, like, that's the other thing, friend. If you're listening to this, we have contributed to these problems. Like, that is what we are trying to tell you. And now we're trying to climb out of it mm-hmm. and really see it for what it is, that so much of it is silly and it is about consumption.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea that if I do this one thing, then I'll feel fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're 100% correct that it's like, but why?
Yeah.
Like, why are you afraid of developing a wrinkle? Let's explore
mm-hmm.
that. Not just continuing to find band-aids of like, well, I'm going to try this product. I'm going to do this product. I'm going to do this product. Which like, fine. Again, nothing wrong with skincare. But if you are doing it to the point of obsession.
Yeah.
If you feel you perseverate, if you are not doing your morning or your evening skincare routine because something happens.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
The key is flexibility with all of
yes.
this. It's being able
yes.
to adapt, to shift, to see things from a different perspective, to not be stuck in a specific way of doing mm. things is what I think about mm. with what you were saying about can you not do your skincare routine?
Right.
If time doesn't allow, are you up all night? Are you going to have a panic attack because you're at a hotel and you're, you know.
Right. You forgot
yeah.
your a couple products or like you don't have them or,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Like, and again, please don't apply this to like brushing your teeth or like, you know, like putting on.
Wait, okay.
Like,
oh my
there
gosh.
Are some-
Wait, I have to say, I was watching Shark Tank like a year ago or something. And someone on Shark Tank was
show.
Like, me too. I saw someone on Shark Tank who was like, the teeth market is the next skin market. And we're going to start selling more high-end teeth products.
Please leave us alone.
Which made me be like, oh my god, people sat around with skincare and was like, this is, you know, we're gonna develop this. But
this
like that's great. Like And you started to see it, I think, with the mouth tape, with maybe even oil pulling, with I've seen, right, like, I mean, not like, great, like have a water flosser. Yeah,
yeah,
great.
Oh, like the water pick.
And like, great, do yeah. it. But like some of the recommendations I see, I saw this ridiculous thing, which was, again, they're preying on my weakness of my fear of my teeth. But it was this like 10-step routine for your teeth at night. It was like, make sure you – it was like a double brush instead of a double cleanse. Like do your first teeth brushing, do water pick, do real dental floss, do, you know, mouthwash, do charcoal. Like it was like this whole thing that was multi-steps. And I was just like they make like UV things to like get rid of the bacteria in your mouth now. And it was just like, again, people are going to stop brushing their teeth because it's going to be too hard to do a 10-stepped toothbrush routine. And is it going to make it worse for you? Is a good question.
I have learned I cannot live my life that fearful.
Yeah.
I cannot live my life that fearful.
You also have great teeth, Sam. But if I – so. Way to talk.
Sorry. My teeth privilege. My bad. But – I like even with skincare, like about a year and a half ago, yeah. I was standing in a Sephora and I realized I was like feeling pulled to the most expensive product. Mm-hmm. And I all of a sudden recognized I had this thought of like, oh, like maybe I'm not investing in yes. that enough.
Oh, they love right? to like, say you need to invest.
Invest in your skin, in your face. And
you're absorbing everything you put on your skin.
Yes. The climate. Yeah. Like, you know, everything, toxins, microplastics. Yes. Like, and I all of a sudden, like, I remember standing there and I just was like, this has to be marketing. Mm-hmm. And I like stepped back and I decided to do a little bit of more research. Mm-hmm. And I found this incredible French pharmacy brand mm-hmm. called La Roche-Posay.
Yeah, yeah. They sell it at CVS.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. I use their face wash. Mm-hmm. I use their moisturizer. And I think I had like there's a hyaluronic acid and like a retinol there that I use. And that's it.
Yeah.
And guess what? My skin's great. Yeah. My skin's great. I don't have issues. And I haven't needed to go drop $500 on potions and lotions and everything in between. And that was like, again, kind of really empowering for me to realize simple is still effective. Mm-hmm.
I think we also forget sometimes, especially if you're someone who has struggled with acne or does struggle, like
right.
the amount for sure. that sometimes we make it worse. Like before my wedding, my skin had never been worse than before my wedding because I was so obsessed with my skin. And it's just like my best skincare tip is like – well, actually, this is great. This is from Olena Belay. She was on my podcast last time and she gave me a life-changing tip for my skin.
Ooh,
she said never – she said never let yourself see your skin more than a sink distance away.
Ooh.
She was like, if you Ooh. Notice yourself – peeking over the sink, stop. You are not meant to see your skin that up close.
Oh my God.
And it was so helpful. I mean, I still, you know, I still pick my
Who
skin.
Who among us doesn't lean over the yes. sink? But no.
But it's like that, sometimes like, the best tip is like yes. care less, do less, which is so hard.
Yeah, like stop micromanaging yourself. Mm.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself to the best that you are able in the season of life that you're in. Yeah. And that is okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is okay.
Yeah.
Also, please stop packing your Stanley.
Okay. You have to explain what you mean.
Where are you going? Where are you going that you need a backpack on your Stanley? Please inform me. Okay. Stanley packing, and I apologize to all of you who are listening to this because now your phones are listening. And I know you're going to see a video of someone have their Stanley, and there's a backpack, and in the backpack they put like Tic Tacs and their chapstick, but then they also have a lip gloss.
Yeah.
And then they have makeup remover wipes, and then they have hand wipes, and then they have hand sanitizer that sprays, and then there's another backpack for their AirPods, and then they have the most insane thing. Oh, and then of course you have to have the Stanley ice rings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That like molds your Stanley. You put in. It's designed to keep your thing cold.
Regular ice is almost too much for a Stanley cup because then you just have ice and no water. Like,
the whole point of it is you pour it in cold and it keeps it cold.
Yep.
Stop. Like I just, when I see these videos, I'm like, you are pushing your Amazon shop so hard right now for the most useless stuff that you don't need.
I don't even have time to, or have it together enough to pack my purse. Like when I'm going out for the day. Let alone for a walk with my Stanley cup.
Like the airport.
Yeah. Yes.
Like my biggest priority.
I forget to bring everything at the airport.
I'm like, all right, do I have my passport so that I can leave?
Yep.
Do I have a credit card so that I can buy things? And I have my phone, a charger, and my AirPods. Okay. After that, anything else, I'll be okay.
Yeah. No, I don't bring hand sanitizer and eye makeup remover and all of it.
I don't know. Maybe someone is listening to this and they're like, Sam is a pioneer. Like, girl, you don't have to suffer this way. But like, I just, it is so anxiety provoking to me to think of leaning to this idea that I need this much stuff to function.
Yes. Ooh, I love that. That's a really good point.
I realized for me that it was making me so overwhelmed thinking that I had to have this and this and this and this and this to just leave my house.
Yeah.
Like it is not that complex.
Yeah.
And I've worked with clients through that of this idea where they feel like they need all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, okay, what level of safety is that giving you? What are you perceiving as protective by having all of this stuff?
Yeah.
And it's the realization that it's almost like armor in a way. Like, well, if I have all of this, like nothing will go wrong.
Yes.
I will feel prepared.
Yes.
And the thing that I realized is by like engaging in this game of feeling like I needed the lotion and then this and then that and then it was creating this self-fulfilling prophecy of all this disappointment as well when I got home and I didn't use the damn thing. Like I didn't touch any of it.
Yeah.
I didn't need any of it.
Yeah.
And so please just don't buy a backpack for your Stanley. I'm begging you, as a therapist, don't do it. It's bad for your mental health. It drives me nuts. I don't know.
No, I think this is an interesting topic that I haven't thought of in that way. But I think that makes – I love what you said, Sam, about how it was making you realize that your quality of life was worse when you felt like you needed all of these things. Because I think there's this weird thing in our culture where we act like the really prepared girlies are the ones that have it together. Like as a mom, I have to carry a lot more stuff, which I don't like.
For sure.
But it's again, it's like even – I mean nothing prepared me for how much money and products I would buy as – you know, when my child came. Especially you like – you literally stay up all night in the middle of the night and like – Amazon things, and it is so obvious and clear that you're being sold this product that
solely because of the situation you're in. Yeah.
Yes. Like a promise that you'll be able to sleep and you're so desperate. You just do everything.
Anything.
But also some of them like really do work and solve problems. So, you know, I don't regret them all. And that's what's hard is you have no idea though, because every baby is different. Right. Every person is different.
Right.
So it's just like, I don't
know. I think like the moral of the story is allow yourself space to stop and ask why.
Yeah.
If at the end of the day you see the backpack for your Stanley and you're like,
Sam's gonna never let us go.
It's never gonna die. Every time the video comes across my For You page, it fuels my hate fire.
Where do you store that? Like,
I don't know.
Keep it on a hook?
And now there's the bowl that goes on top of it.
So oh my God, the snacks in the bowl.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. However, if you pause and you go, you know what? I've spent a lot of my life denying myself the ability to treat myself. And that seems like a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
You know what? God bless you.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of having freedom.
Yep.
You get to do you and I get to do me.
Yep.
But if you find yourself on autopilot.
Yeah.
Buying these things because someone on your For You page told you you needed it. I really encourage you. And you're also finding that you're more stressed or you're anxious or those types of posts make you feel FOMO.
Or you also like use it twice and then it like rots in the back of your closet.
Yeah. Just like pause. If you end up buying it, fine. Totally fine. You do you. It's your money. You get to do whatever you want to do. But make sure it's coming from a place of intention and that it's what you want to do and it feels like it's something that would make you appreciate yourself more.
Yeah.
That's the difference, I think.
Yeah. I also think there is a lot to be said for waiting and you can add it to your cart. And see if you still need it tomorrow or the next day or a week later. Because I think that we get very caught up in the moment of this is going to be the, you know, this is going to solve all my problems. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it doesn't. A lot of times we use it for a couple, you know, days. Yeah. And I think we need to be realistic about ourselves. Like we are being, right?
Right.
I'm not going to buy a purse organizer. Because I literally leave the house with as little as possible on purpose.
Right.
I don't know why, but that seems to be my vibe.
Oh, yeah.
But
– Yeah.
But – so it's also, I think, like recognizing yourself. Because I – like there are some products that are great that have like dramatically improved my life.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
and I literally am looking at my Stanley cup and I do like my Stanley cup. And it does help me drink more water. Maybe you don't need 5 Stanley cups, right? Or maybe you don't need – all of the accessories of every new cup. And is it really going to help you drink more water if you have more accessories or things like that? Especially with TikTok shop, because it's just like, it's very, I mean, I know people who literally were influencers in something else. And then they switched to just selling products on TikTok. Like,
yeah,
a wedding planner. I'm like, I mean, she doesn't listen to this, so I'm not like, it's fine. But my wedding planner. I was on TikTok and she used to talk about planning what like she had great content because she was a wedding planner and she was great.
Right.
And she's completely switched overnight to selling clothes and gadgets and stuff. And it's like so confusing to me.
Oh man.
Anyway.
That's a topic for another
day.
But yeah. I think too, you know, it's kind of like when you're about to leave your house, it's like, okay, am I driving to base camp of Everest? To hike into oblivion. Okay. Then maybe I might need some extra things.
Yep.
If you're going to Target, you know, your Stanley doesn't need a backpack.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll be okay if you don't like have hand lotion.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think just allow yourself space. If you've been listening to this and you notice, ooh, sometimes I get pulled into that overconsumption vibe or I've been duped sometimes by some of these, you know, wellness insider tips and tricks, whatever, you know, just allow yourself space to A, it is what it is. We've all done it. I have bought a million things that I deeply regret that were purchased from a place of scarcity and fear as opposed to, oh, I really need that. It's normal. It happens. But now you get to approach it better and say, okay, I'm going to pause. Next time I find myself on TikTok shop being like, why? Or someone's pushing something on Instagram or you see an Amazon link or whatever, it is okay to pause and think for a second about what that will actually bring to your life and why are you actually being drawn to it. And sit with that for a little bit and then see what comes up.
I think we have to end the episode by saying what our most impulsive or worst purchases have been.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. I've been having so much shoulder pain and I've went to the doctor and I'm going back because I didn't stand up for myself, but I think I like have a real shoulder injury. So I've been struggling a lot to sleep and I bought a $200 shoulder, complete shoulder system. That is like the most ridiculous shoulder pillow contraption.
Oh, no.
That does not work.
It doesn't.
Because I can just sleep on my other shoulder, Sam. I can just sleep the other way. But I became really convinced. I was just really convinced that this shoulder pillow was the solution to my problems. And then it was like so big, I like can't figure out how to send it back because it was like shrink wrapped into a box. And now it doesn't fit in the box.
Oh, no. Oh, God. We hurt our own feelings. That is like. Yeah, but you wanted to sleep.
I know. I was desperate for a solution. I was really bought into the marketing of the people that were just like, this is great.
This is going to be it. This is it. Okay. Let's see. The problem is I have a couple.
I can give you more.
I think the most ridiculous thing I ever bought, it was two. I, on the Nordstrom sale, bought three coats. Three city coats, because I was like, well, I need a tan one and I need a black one and I need a navy one. I bought three coats, guys, at the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd started to like make pretty good money at that point. And so I was all of a sudden like, oh my God, like I need three different color coats. Yeah. I also work from home.
Yeah. And now you're moving to Florida.
And now I'm moving to Florida. I literally, like, it was so stupid. And I was so impressed with myself. Mm-hmm. Like, they were, like, $200 coats. Mm-hmm. So you do the math.
Yep.
And I was like, I've invested in these incredible pieces that I'll have forever.
Know, right? Oh, we have to do a whole episode on clothes and, like,
and investing
in your wardrobe and how I feel like it's a racket. But I also want to try getting a personal stylist because I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And
I have – the last year I have been on a journey with fashion.
Yeah. No, so you've done tuned. Some we'll good do, stuff. You – yeah.
You will do – we'll do an episode. Okay. But yeah, I bought three coats while I work from home with the idea that I was moving to a tropical climate. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
I went through an expensive pajama phase. I don't wear any of them. Pajamas. I hate them. Like, I actually hate them, but I was just really convinced
that they
would be nice. I really gave up and accepted last year, and it's improved my life so much better that I am just like a big t-shirt and shorts gal.
Yeah.
And the best wardrobe advice that I had with, I used to try to be a nice pajama girl. And no, I get like really comfy bike shorts from Amazon and like cute oversized tees. Yep.
Tees. And that's it.
And it's just – and then like in the morning if I want to work out, I can like work out still wearing that. And it's great.
Oh, wise.
Yeah. Because if I have to take off the pajamas and then put on working clothes and then take off my workout clothes and then get changed, it's just – I've just accepted that there are some days that I don't change. So I need to not be wearing pajamas.
I have to wake up ready to go. I can't. I don't have time for the morning shed. I don't have time for new clothes. I just have to walk out my bedroom.
Well, I work from home. So yeah, exactly.
I know. It's such a.
Yeah, it's a thing. Well, okay. This was great. Hopefully we didn't offend you guys too much. Hopefully none of you all feel like cortisol face.
Yeah.
That you've been solved. But I hope that for you, if you feel like it's helping.
It was all of this is out of love.
Yes.
And that if you two in the back of your mind scroll and are like, what, you have two friends who feel the same.
Yes.
As you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you so much. Please rate, review, subscribe. If you love us, we would appreciate it so much. It helps so, so much for us if you're able to do that.
Thanks for listening, and we will be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.